So yeah, the reason I'm doing these audios and videos is to put them on a DVD. I'm trying to rebuild a lot of stuff that YouTube deleted. It's probably still there somewhere. But it's good that they deleted it because it makes me redo it and do it in a better way. So I was sitting at the restaurant just now and I was thinking about the different kind of realities we got here. We got the organic. We got the mechanical. We got the spiritual. And then you got planetary. You know, some of those are gas giants, and if they're even, you know, who knows what NASA's telling us. The planets are the plan of ET, really. The universe is one turn, the galaxy way, galaxy, milking out the spirit, Milky Way, milking out the way. So it's all about milking out the way, walking the way, you know. Milk it out. You know, when you get hurt playing football when you're young, the coach says, walk it off, walk it off. You're like, walk it off? What are you talking about? And then you start walking and you feel better. And so the galaxy, the galaxy is cutting out the flesh mind to move you to the E, the spirit. I had to decode the alphabet first, because if I wouldn't have decoded the alphabet, I wouldn't be able to see how it all fits. So I had to do that. I didn't even know what I was doing. I didn't even know the direction. I was being led. I didn't even know what I was doing. I was just decoding letters and alphabets and colors and shapes, and I had no idea where it was headed. But now that it's done, praise God from whom all blessings flow. So the AV is audio visual, right? So you got the biological, the humans, the animals, stuff like that. You got the mechanical that humans make. And notice the word mechanical is M-E, me. Just like Roadrunner, Acme, A-C, me. So anytime you make something that's mechanical, it's going to have a cycle to it. Whether it's a pen, something that moves. If you make something mechanical that moves, it's going to have a cycle. So if you look at the car, Roadrunner cartoon, it's Acme. The guy, Wile E. Coyote, is always trying to make something A-C-M-E. M-E is mechanical. Me. So man makes a copy of himself. And mechanical sounds like me can. Mechanical. I see he's having to do with, like, mechanical, me can make something like me. A-L means to like. Mechanical can make something like me. Right? That's why it's machines. A machine, a water and blood. So I had to do the M-A and the M-A-E video or audio before you could get a hold of that. The machine, the mechanical, a copy of me. When I make an AC unit, it's a copy of how my body cools itself. When I make something that stretches out to grab something, it's a copy of my arm stretching out. When I make something that moves or rolls, it's a copy of me walking down or rolling. You can lay down on the ground and roll. You move. So man, in a mechanical way, just makes copies of himself. And man's trying to make a biological copy, most likely. But I don't know if he could ever do it. Synthetic humans and stuff like that. I don't know. Maybe he already has. Maybe they've done it already. But if they did it, then these people walking around that are synthetic, they don't have, they're just a, it would have to be a robot computer in their brain, because they don't have a soul, you know. They might could clone somebody, but even if they, Even if they clone somebody, I think a clone would be, have a soul because it came from the cells. Not really sure. Anyway, so you got biological, you got mechanical, which is a copy of what man's making, and then you've got spiritual. So the biological dies, the mechanical rust, and the spiritual is forever. That's why when you see the unsaved burning in hell, the smoke of their torment rises, they're burning forever. The organic is the ma. The mechanical is the me. The spiritual is the may, M-A-E. Ma, may. Sounds like M-A-Y, and Y represents the spiritual too, because you go up from a U to a Y through the post, through the pole. You rise up through the cross, faith in Jesus. Mechanical, me. Material, ma. Spiritual, e. It all fits. And if it all fits, if all the cognates, the two letters, the three letters, like M-A-R, M-A-R means warfare. Mars pretty much means fight. Scary Mary was in that movie I just watched not too long ago. The Black Scorpion, Scary Mary. And I was thinking about Scary Mary. So they're trying to get you to worship Mother Earth. And Mother Earth is a scary thing. You know, somebody told me last week, they said, you need to go travel more. To do what? To look at all the nice. You know, this Earth will kill you. It might look nice, but it'll kill you. It'll mess you up. Too hot or too cold. Fall in the ocean. Slip, slide. Get in the snow, freeze to death. This is a rough place. If you don't eat. Mother Earth will mess you up. Scary Mary. The flesh mind. The woman represents the weaker vessel. From Adam, she's a piece cut off. She's the flesh side of Adam. And the flesh side is scary. Because the flesh side will mess you up. I think that's why when I saw the Shekinah glory or whatever it was for 3 seconds, it knew that I was thinking about jumping through to the other side. I think if it would have sat there longer, I'd have probably jumped into it and tried to get out of this place. But it probably would have killed me because it knocked me down for 10 months. I really couldn't think straight for 10 months. I was being trapped. My mind was being shifted in 180 degrees out of the natural to the spiritual. And it lasted it's still going on. I can't not see the truth now in everything. Everything reveals the truth. And so, the truth is right in front of you. God told me it is right in front of you. And what is it? Information technology. And what is information technology? Inform, A-T-I-N, wordcraft. The wordcraft is right in front of you. So you're swimming in the word, being changed by the word, back to the word. And so everything in front of you is a word. It represents something else. When you write a word on a piece of paper, it represents something else. When you type on a typewriter, the types typify something else. So everything down here typifies a spiritual truth. Doesn't matter what it is. Air represents joint heirs. Clado land represents the flesh mind. 6 foot under is the letter F. Man's number. Six, the number six. I think people get mad because I can see it, and they can't. A lot of them. And they get mad because God didn't reveal it to them. But it's I'm showing it to you freely. I'm giving it out freely. And the tree bark. Think about the tree bark. What does the tree bark represent? It's a covering, right? And so when a dog barks, so some intruder, it's a covering. You got that dog as like a cover, as a to let you know what's going on around you without you. So the tree bark protects the tree, the inner part of the tree. So the dog protects the inner part of the house. So I'm showing you how everything has a fractal holographic truth. If they say a dog barks, it's because it's protecting the occupants in the house. If the tree bark protects the tree, what's it protecting? The wood. What do you do with the wood of a tree? You build a house. So the people are in the house, the dog's outside, and he barks. He protects the people in the wood, the inner. The house is made of wood. The outer bark of a tree protects the wood, the inner bark, or the inner wood, I mean. You see how it all fits, people. I just showed you the holographic truth using a dog and a dog barking and a tree and the bark on the tree. Now, take that and multiply it by a million examples. You can do that with a million object lessons because it's all holographic and it's a fractal.